Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Well, I've been waiting to say, and the stars are Spiegel and Holmes, Chicago.
Afternoons on the Score.
Use the play action to throw the ball down the field.
Can
puts himself in a good position to throw this ball.
Decided to run it, and it's Jones. And another good run from Aaron Jones up to the 36
Sometimes when you can, and you hear that a lot in the NFL, you're canning, calling two plays in the huddle. One play, that one, for example, was a run to the right. Can run to the left. They're running away from the safety. The other way you can do it is you can from a run play to a pass play. If that safety rotates down into run defense, can, and that opens up your downfield throws that this offense has in their system.
And he was hot on.
I think he did it.
Cans.
Oh my God.
There was no big. It was full of cans.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Oh my God.
The amount of cultural references that Chris Tannehill can make and understand inside of a show, he really is an old soul.
You're saying that the kids might not know the can music that's playing in the background? It's possible.
If they do know the music,
then they felt it.
They should probably get their affairs in
order. I don't know.
Be right back, guys.
I know. Need a good will and testament lawyer on this side, too.
If you were... because the can-can, wasn't that... That goes back into the 1800s, doesn't it?
I don't know the answer to
that. The 1840s, Lawrence.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, Alex.
So it's not like Tanny was alive.
Well, the first time I heard it is when Tributo became Offenbach. That's when I heard it for the first time.
It's just that Tanny's worldly. There's probably some movie that referenced the can that he's thinking of. I don't know.
That's what I mean. Yeah. You're very lucky to have someone that has that
depth
of knowledge. When my cultural... mom...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
When my mom took me to see Speed in 1994 and the scene with the cans. And we both laughed at it, and I thought we were the only two people in the world thought that was funny. Man. Until years later when I heard you and Mac play that on your show one time.
You know, because I was watching Speed on TV, and I realized how bad I thought it was, and I realized...
Not
I was,
watching TV on Speed.
No. I was hate-watching Speed, and then when that scene came up, I was like, cans, it was just cans. Like, just terrible...
Cans!
It was full of cans because it was a stroller that she hit with the bus, but it wasn't a baby. It was just
spoiler alert. And the thing is that Keanu, I think, has seen a renaissance, especially over like the last decade.
Big time.
It was probably his second most popular movie role, but he didn't do a great job acting in that movie.
No, I didn't think so. But it's kind of come back around. And yeah, he's on Broadway right now, dude. He's in Waiting for Godot with the dude who played Ted. Both Bill and Ted from The Excellent Adventure are doing Waiting for Godot together on Broadway right now.
I love that they still have their relationship. And Keanu, everyone should try to be more like Keanu. I'm just saying that it wasn't his best moment as an actor, even though the movie itself is fun and campy and all of that stuff.
Danny said, trying
to make a movie.
Danny said yesterday in the thread, wow, Brady's really full of cans. I even forgot that it was full of cans. It's always full of cans here. But I thought Brady was good yesterday.
Me too.
Right? We both thought, here, listen to him. He simply broke down what you want to do with a 2-minute offense. This was towards the end of the first half. And he's like, well, you got three objectives. And JJ had already accomplished, I think, two of them at the time. So this is Brady.
Plenty of time, right?
Plenty of time. And now that you're already in field goal range, now you're thinking touchdown. So I always thought about 2-minute situations three different ways. One, don't let the opponent touch the ball again for out. Two, get ourselves in scoring range, meaning field goal. Once you're in there, now we're thinking touchdown.
4-man run. McCarthy going deep. For it all. End zone. Intercepted. Nashawn Wright, who had a pick six against McCarthy in week one, with a terrific pick.
So we'll talk about Nashawn Wright and the pick in our next segment. But
that's something that the broadcast team missed.
Agreed.
We will not. In the next segment, we will talk about it. But here's why I like what Tom did in that bite. We do it sometimes. We have guests that are really good at talking about the game at a granular level. And sometimes it can be overwhelming to the average fan of a team. What I like from Tom is that if you were an average fan of a team, if you're not someone that's, you know, you're not looking through the tape and seeing the breakdowns that Matt Bowen is doing, or when you're hearing Olin say slide protection, you're like, wait, what is he talking about? Like all of this stuff. I thought that it was beautiful in its simplicity. These are the three things that I'm thinking about.
Yep.
And you know that those are just headings. Those are just headings. And then the subheadings for Tom Brady
are enormous.
They're plentiful and they're complicated. But here are three things to think about when you're watching your team play end of half football on what it should look like.
Yeah, no, totally agree. Just like the basics. All right, we got that. That was really nice and distilled. We've heard about quarterbacks needing to, you know, why they might be better in late games who are in no huddle. This is Brady talking about J.J. McCarthy and young quarterbacks in general in that regard.
What I do like about him is, again, the intensity, the competitiveness. You see that every game from him. Some of the physical traits he's got. He's got that fastball, which we always talk about. He's going to have to learn to develop the poise. And I think what I keep coming back to is sometimes I think you get in your own head and you overthink some things. Sometimes you got to play a little less. I don't want to say you don't think. That's the inappropriate way to do it. You think, but you think to a degree where it doesn't inhibit 17 different options on every play. You have one or two, and then you cut it loose with decisiveness, and that's where you see good plays being made.
So, thought that was interesting. It's not don't think. It's think less. Reduce your 17 options down to two. You know, I mean, that makes all the sense for me in the world. So you can still look at the one or two or perhaps three things, but not have the 17 get in your way during the course of a game for a young quarterback.
And it's a hard thing. I think it usually happens when you are confident in the things that you actually know.
Living in the know.
That's where if you're a quarterback, you can be like, okay, I know all this stuff now, so I don't have to go through like the Rolodex of things in my mind, and you can play a little bit more free. And it takes a while to get to that place. It takes rep after rep. Like, you know what's a great example of it, Speaks, is something that we talked about earlier in the show. That last week, when you're watching Caleb versus the Blitz, and you're saying, hey man, just get the ball out
yes.
to the Blitz side. The fact that a week later, it is recognized and then used very well by Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams. Like those are little moments of growth where you go, all right, like that's adding to a piece of getting it overall.
I think that's a great point. And I love how Caleb was dealing with the blitz yesterday. Earlier, we talked about Brian Flores and all the blitzing. And later this hour, we'll hear from Ben Johnson from today. Now that he has watched the tape, you'll hear from Ben talking about Caleb a little bit later. Brady dropped a lot of little things in there. Said, oh, that's a drift route. Oh, and that's a look route right there. Just little things like, you know, like that'll give us a shorthand. If we can start using it, you know, maybe it'll give us the shorthand to dissect things. But I thought this was great when he was talking about two different ways you can teach young quarterbacks. And he talks about how Ben Johnson is teaching Caleb.
Part of this offense with Ben Johnson is trying to get Caleb into the perfect play. The hard cadence is kind of show the intention of the defense, and then the alert gets the offense into the best possible play. That's obviously the goal. It doesn't always in terms of execution, but it gives you a great place to start. And when you start mentoring your quarterback that way from a young age, the quarterback begins to take ownership of, okay, coach, I always want to be in the perfect play as well. What are the mechanics we need to do to use in order to do that?
Third down, firing corner of the end zone, and it's incomplete. Colston Love on the intended receiver, but he was never open.
Yeah, over the course of my career, you would call our offense a perfect play type of offense. Sometimes there's another system where it's called a call and run it, where they basically give you one play, and a lot of West Coast systems are like that. Just call the play, I give you, and execute it. There's more perfect play offenses where you get two plays in the huddle, sometimes three, and it's up to the quarterback's discretion to get you into which of those plays you think is going to be best on that particular play.
Man, so I don't know if I realized that was still the case. That some West Coast offenses, and I want to ask Tom which ones do it, which coaches are doing it this way. Just give you a play. I'm guessing Shanahan and Purdy? Like, here you go, here's your play. I don't know. But what Ben's doing, which is what McDaniels and Belichick did with Tom, is here's two or maybe even three, and then let's pick the perfect one. And eventually the quarterback thinks like you. That feels, like if you have the time, that feels more beneficial to the process, doesn't it?
It's so funny that you said that, because that's exactly what I wrote down. Start thinking like you. That Caleb in those moments is going to be like, I wonder why Ben wanted to change to this play. And then if he sees it have success, or if he sees like, oh, okay, this safety rolled at the last second or was going to roll at the last second, and Ben knew that, and that's why he wanted us to get out of that play. This is why he had these two plays that were called. that symbiosis,
yes,
between play caller and quarterback, you need them. You have to have it so that you can grow as a group. And that way Caleb can be like, oh, well, here's what I saw on that play too. Because you want to take the feedback from the guy that's actually under fire on the field so that you understand how his brain works. And both guys end up hopefully meshing together with how they view the game.
Don't you think we saw that symbiosis at the end of the Cincinnati game when Ben said we were hunting a coverage the whole time? And Caleb was like, yep, we found that coverage we were hunting. So they probably switched to that play from the two or the three that they had once they saw that coverage.
And it's a small thing, but it shows the depth, I think, of their growing relationship. You're hearing Ben Johnson's words out of Caleb's mouth.
Yes, sir.
And that means that he is buying in and listening and adopting some of this stuff as his own. And I can't think of a better way for it to morph into a really good relationship than that. When you in any type of leader, like mentor mentee type way, when you start hearing the mentee talk like the mentor, maybe something is clicked and they're starting to see things in a way that the mentor would want them to.
I thought DeAndre Swift ran really hard and really directly yesterday and was breaking arm tackles, and I loved it.
Oh, so now you're back on the DeAndre Swift bandwagon.
I don't think you'll let me. I think, you know, there's certain things I'm just not allowed to do. But Tom Brady wanted to give DeAndre Swift an award yesterday.
Every game that I broadcast, I award the LFG Player of the Game to that one player who makes me say, let's f-ing go.
Congratulations, DeAndre Swift, today's LFG Player of the Game. What a game. Came all the way down to the end. As a lot of these games have, how do you guys constantly find ways to come back and win?
Just staying poised. Special teams came through big for us at the right moment. We talked about it all week. Special teams need to give us a game-changing play, and they did at the right moment.
Absolutely, and you guys were so efficient today, running the ball effective, really since the bye week. You guys came out, and all your stats now are top of the league in terms of how you guys are running the ball. How did you guys find today in your ability to dominate the line of scrimmage and maintain all those incredible stats you guys have put up the last 6 weeks?
Just everybody being on their details. We knew we was close. It wasn't what we wanted to be early on in the season. But like you said, after the bye, everybody started clicking. O-line, perimeter blocking. They turned 8-yard gauge into explosive. So I feel like we did a good job today against a great opponent over there, sticking with it.
Yeah, you have such a distinct running style. Today, you were just hitting that thing so downhill, as hard as you can, running with so much authority. You guys are winning so many of these games. Obviously, there's a lot to improve on. What are the areas that you guys still want to get better as you're kind of marching toward the playoffs?
I feel like personally, we've been in too many close games. When defense playing like that, we got to go ahead and capitalize off turnovers and go ahead and dominate for four quarters.
Yeah, that's where you got to get to. But listen, enjoy it today. Enjoy the flight home. Congratulations. Great win. Keep it up, man. You're doing great.
I had no idea that was a thing. Tom Brady,
I didn't either.
The LFG award, McCaskies would not approve.
Well, as long as you bleep it, they're good with it.
I don't know.
But he's right. Like I'm looking at my game notes right now, and I usually will put in bold, like big plays as I'm charting the game. So this is after the Vikings go down the field. Mason has that really great 16-yard run. Justin Jefferson kicks Byard out of the club to spring him for a touchdown. Then the next drive, Swift 9 yards, Swift 11 yards up the middle, Swift 9 yards, Swift 1 yard gets a first down.
Yep.
And then him picking up 6 yards off of the left side, like into that what was you were hoping was going to be a really, really important possession. The idea that they could go to him play after play after play and get positive yards. Now, they end up missing the field goal after that, and there was a tackle for loss the second time that we saw Tyson Bagent come out and be in a formation yesterday.
I hated that. I hated more window dressing with Bagent. I was like, use another body. If you're going to run it there, go ahead and give me another tight end. Or give me – Ozzie Trapillo had 10 plays yesterday. Like, go ahead and give me power in that moment. I didn't need more window dressing. But all right, there was one other thing from the broadcast that I liked and you thought was bad, I believe, Lawrence. You thought it was cheesy. Well, screw you. I thought it was hilarious.
Swift gets it again.
Oh.
Well, if you're a Bears fan, look, in recent memory, I haven't had a ton to cheer about, but life's been good. You know, the beam, oh. Chicago, you get it, what we're showing you here. 6-3 is their best start since 2018, so you love that. How about total yards per game? That's the most since 1983. And then they're running the football, which is what Ben Johnson does. 147 yards per game, that's second best in the league. They're scoring 9 more points a game than they did last year. I mean, that is a monumental improvement. None on the board so far today.
Come on, man. Life's been good. It made me think of Joe Walsh, and I smiled, and I thought it was adorable. And the bean That's was bad. There.
That's bad.
Come
I
on.
Will give Fox credit, though. Love them throwing kick push by Lupe Fiasco out there. Thought that was great. They were very territorial. Like, you got a little Prince when Minnesota did well. You got Chicago artists like Lupe and Fall Out Boy when the Bears did well. I was hoping that if Minnesota did well, that they would go to break with an atmosphere track, but we didn't get that. So
my Maserati does 185.
Well, if you're a Bears fan, look, in recent memory, I haven't had a ton to cheer about, but life's been good. You know?
Oh,
yeah.
That deserved a rim shot, but that's okay.
Now I don't drive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.